This is Hiss.
This is Hiss More Perless, and it's a song about us. One and two and three and four and... This is an original called Animals.
So dry your tears. This next song is Get Free, and it's a cover.
Taking a moment out from the performance to meet Hiss. Hiss are Bella Ceniceros on bass, keyboards, and vocals, Camelia Ceniceros on lead vocals and guitar, and Bea Smithshaw on drums and vocals. You're a rather young crew, but it's not a young band. How long has Hiss been together?
3 years now.
So where does Hiss come into the Rock 101 program at school?
We met at a Rock 101 summer session, and then since then we've just been doing practices through Rock 101.
Rock 101 Academy.
On Wednesdays. And
yes, yeah. Wednesday is a very important day.
It makes our day so much better.
Yeah.
Now, how did this branch out? I mean, was this music that you were raised on? I mean, I bet if I heard more of your covers, we'll hear some more covers later. If I heard more of your covers, I might have an idea. But, I mean, were you raised in a house where you were listening to rock and roll?
Yeah.
Yeah, we listened to a lot.
Yeah. I think all of our lives have been kind of involved in music.
A lot of them.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
So when it came time to learn your instruments, this is sort of a household thing. It's around you, so it wasn't intimidating at all?
No.
Not for me.
For me.
Well, what about songwriting? Because, you know, everyone who comes in here has a story about how they write a song. Is there one songwriter who brings a finished song and then the rest of the band says, let's change that, let's change this? They're pointing at you, Camelia. Can you walk us through some of the process?
I will basically write the guitar part and the vocals, at least, and I'll get sort of an idea on it, and then we'll bring it to the Wednesday practices, and we'll put it all together and add a keyboard or bass part and drum part and all the backup vocals.
How do the backup vocals work? Because we're hearing some really, really interesting stuff on a couple of those songs.
Well, sometimes Camelia comes up with backup vocals, but I think that kind of as we sing, we just do the same thing that we do with instruments. We just add it in as if it's an instrument.
And then sometimes we harmonize, like you heard at the end of Ruby, and other times we kind of just sing together, like Bea and I do on Get
Free. His More Perless, too.
And His More Perless, so.
Now, the school year is coming to an end, but your schooling isn't coming to an end. What happens to a group like this during the summer?
We don't practice with our manager and co-manager. We just practice. I think we're just going to practice just with us three.
Yeah, and then we're going to try to do one of the summer sessions as HISS.
Summer sessions where
The Rock 101 summer session.
And that is a straight-up performance, or is that sort of like a classroom thing?
Well, so you get there and you learn an instrument, and then you get to be in a band, and you learn a song, and then at the end we perform a concert.
Mm-hmm. As far as the lineup and what you're playing, I mean, Bella, you're already doubling on instruments. I don't know how this program works, but are you able to walk in there and say, well, now I want to do drums, now I want to do bass, or I want to do 12-string guitar or whatever?
Yeah.
Or are you hungry to pick up another instrument and expand that way?
I would love to play the bass. Hint, hint, Bella.
So would I.
I would like to try the guitar and drums.
Yes, you can be lead guitar.
So down the road, that might be something that we'd hear in another incarnation of HISS. But HISS is online. You've already made the business step. So where do we find you for your next gigs and projects?
At hissofficial.com.
And you can book us for concerts on there and stuff like that too.
We also have an Instagram and a Twitter.
Yes. So, yeah. They are both HISS official as well.
And the name?
HISS. I bought a t-shirt that said HISS on it, and it had the people from KISS but in cat form. And I wore it on one of the days at the summer session, and I was like, we should be called HISS because this shirt is just so amazing, and we stuck with it.
And then the concert, we wore cat ears and sunglasses.
We painted
shirts.
Whiskers on our faces.
We have shirts. Yeah.
So is that's a one-off, or is that you're going to try that as like a regular gear, the cat faces?
Regular gear.
The song is called Ruby, and it's about my cat called Ruby.
She's really fat.
Now, the program that HISS comes out of, we know it as Rock 101, and we're here with the phantom managers of the band, Kyle Ruggles, who's the assistant director, and Kevin Herrig, who is the director of the program. How long has the program been going?
Started Rock 101 after I graduated college in 2011. So we're about to embark on our fourth summer sessions.
Yeah. Now this crew seems to have had, if you weren't playing seriously before you stepped into the Rock 101, you certainly had it in your bones, I think, musically, and wanting to do it. Is that the typical student who comes in for you guys?
It can be, but we'll also take just the absolute beginners. But more often than not, yeah, it's kids that have an interest in music and just come in and we just guide them.
I think Hiss is a great example of that. I mean, the two sisters joined us for our very first summer sessions, and they jumped on stage the first day and showed us some of the songs that they had been working on, before we had even met them. And then Bea came in as an absolute beginner. She did not play drums, she didn't sing, she didn't do anything, and by the end of her first session, she performed a live concert. The second session she did, she's like, I want to learn the drums, and she kind of just blew us away. It was definitely her instrument, mm-hmm. and she definitely harmonized with it. And
yeah, the first session, were just a singer, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's come a long way, yeah.
Well, I'm still fascinated by the songwriting aspect that you were songwriting so early in the process, almost from the beginning. Mm-hmm. And this is really a question for Kyle and Kevin. What do you have to teach someone who's original from the get-go?
A good question.
Yeah, I mean, well, Kyle and I are both singer-songwriters, and so I think what we bring to the table is kind of how to expand their ideas and their creative process and how to work together kind of as a team. Kyle and I used to play in a band together, and we've had a lot of experience with band rehearsals and writing songs and recording. And so that kind of technical stuff, we definitely try to teach them, how to come into the studio and do the sound check. And I guess all that stuff you need to be a professional musician is what we
You'd
go
be
over.
Absolutely surprised how much better kids are at writing than we can be sometimes.
Right. Hey, we learn a ton from them.
We get
too,
so blinded by all the techniques and things that we learn over the years. So they're just so lucky to just dive into songs like blank slate every time.
Well, is that true? Are you learning anything from these guys as far as writing songs?
Yeah, yes, we were learning a lot of things. Like, they helped us say, maybe you could add a part here sometimes.
And Kyle actually helped us write a lot of animals. He wrote, he didn't write it, but he did a ton of the chords and he came up with the drum part, so thanks to Kyle.
Yeah, and he made my, what used to be a bass part, but is now a piano part.
Yeah, little things like that. Just, she came up with a really cool bass line, one-on-one, and then we realized it was a much better thing to put on piano because it had a lot more melody involved. So we got to show them just hands-on that you can move things here mm-hmm. and there.
Was it just my ears, or Bella, were you much faster on that keyboard than you are typically on the bass?
I'm much faster on the keyboard because it was actually my first instrument I learned, so I'm kind of more fluent with it, and I can just get around it more quickly, and I just am faster with it.
So you're coming into the summer. Do you have, so maybe there's a Rock 101 summer session or two in the future. Maybe there's some performances. Are there new things you want to write about? You've tackled the cat. Once or twice. You've done some covers. What are you thinking of for the next kinds of songs you want to write?
I actually still have an original that we haven't finished. Yeah.
What's it about?
I don't remember. It's been that long because I brought that in.
This is another cover. It's called Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana.
Load up on guns, spring.
Bella Ceniceros on bass, keyboards, and vocals, Bea Smith-Shaw on drums and vocals, and Camelia Ceniceros on lead vocals and guitar, with Roman Garcia on engineering and editing, Jefferson White on camera. Hiss.